News, we got the news, we got the news. You guys want to hear the news? News from Oroville, 9th of May, 2008. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Danielle and Chloe. The weather is sunny but partly cloudy. A low of 26 degrees and a high of 35. Winds are southwest, 10 to 15 kilometers per hour. My Tree, a new housing project starting soon in the residential zone. First phase, 32 units of various sizes and finishings. A presentation of the project, its development details and costs, will be held in the conference room of the town hall on Saturday, 17th of May at 4:30. Here's an excerpt of an interview with Gilles of Water Harvest talking about the water problem and its solution.
Now, what is clear today is that with the scale of afforestation we made so far, the few square kilometers which have been really planted, it is absolutely not sufficient to generate such a change. So if we want really to change the weather pattern through afforestation, we have to boost up the afforestation to a much larger scale. Now, again, we have to keep in mind that Oroville is a small area if to compare to the way water is behaving in this context. And therefore, we cannot just look at, okay, what we have been doing is great, and as such it is enough to address all kind of difficulties. It is not like that. It is not enough to address all kind of difficulties. The villagers around, the activities of the villagers around, Pondichéry close by, are heavy water suckers. I'm not saying that negatively because they need water also, but that is a fact, and therefore we cannot consider that if we address Oroville's problems, we are on. It is not like that, at least not as it is designed or functional today. Maybe in the future we can see solutions where we have a much more compact and much more controlled situation, but for the time being it is not at all like that.
Will we arrive to use the water of the sea?
Well, definitely. Definitely. We have I'm not saying that it will be the only source of water, because we still have a lot of rainfall, so it should be used, of course. But we are in a situation where with such unbalanced availability of resources in comparison to the consumption, even if we optimize to a great extent the usage of water, we still need to have some kind of buffer, some kind of safety somewhere. And as such, seawater, if we use it appropriately for appropriate use, could be of a great extent. And definitively, as it is an unlimited source, potentially, we can consider that in the future, more and more it will be used as an important source of fresh water. Now, of course, there is many aspects which are related to that. One, it is the technicity. Second, it is the cost. Third, it is how you run it. You run it with fossil energy or with sustainable energy. So there is plenty of questions like that where technically we have already some kind of response, but financially it is still to be done. So we have to see how we progress in that field.
Kirikou's grandfather says that the story of Kirikou and the witch was too short, so he proceeds to explain more about Kirikou's accomplishments. The film is a sub-story to Kirikou et la sorcière, rather than a straight sequel. It's set while Kirikou is still a child and Karaba is still a sorceress. Original French version with English subtitles. Is cashew spraying season over? Hopefully, but there was noticeably less spraying this year in Oroville than in the past years. Of course, less spraying doesn't mean no spraying, and it's still heavy on people whose neighbor sprays. The message that one does not have to spray expensive and toxic pesticides, at least when there are no pests in the fields, is a step forward in being pesticide-free in Oroville. Thank you for that. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. On microphone, Marlenka. For further information, please check the website, OrovilleRadio.org. Thanks for listening.